All right, turning now from wealthy Chinese eager to get U.S. citizenship for their children to a record number of people all over the world trying to land an American green card. The Wall Street Journal reports today that nearly 15 million people entered this year's green card lottery. In fact, in the final hours before enrollment closed this month, entries were rolling in at a rate of 62,000 an hour. To explain why, we've called David Donahue, who oversees the program at the State Department. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on today.
So help explain this. The number of people entering the lottery this year is not just up, but way up from last year, nearly 25%. Why?
Every year we have an increase. That's been going on for quite some time. It's free to enter. All it takes is an internet connection and a digital photo, and the number of people who are interested and find out about it every year increases.
You mentioned the internet connection. Is part of what's going on here that people in developing countries are more likely to have access to a computer than they were 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
That may be one factor, yes.
Well, and just to explain how this worked, you mentioned it's free. People almost anywhere in the world can apply, and it is what the name suggests. It's a lottery. Luck of the draw determines 50,000 winners.
That's right. It's free to get to the first stage of an immigrant visa process. Normally, a person would have someone file a petition for them, either a family member or an employer. But in this case, it takes care of that first step. All of the other qualifications for an immigrant visa are required of the lottery winner, including all the fees.
I was interested to learn that this program is much more popular in some countries than others. For example, from Bangladesh this year, have I got this right, nearly 8 million people applied. That's got to be something like 5% of the country's total population.
That's right. We had about almost 8 million entrants from Bangladesh, over 8 million if you count their derivatives.
Derivatives meaning spouses, children.
Spouses and children,
who could
that's
come
right.
Along.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There are a number of countries that have large numbers of applications. Top five were Bangladesh, Nigeria, Ukraine, Ethiopia, and Egypt. And these large numbers often represent the size of the populations in those countries.
So big country, lots of people applying.
That's right.
Now, not everybody loves this program, and as you'll know, there's a move afoot in Congress to try to kill the lottery. Critics argue that it makes it too easy for perhaps would-be terrorists to try to enter the U.S., that it lures uneducated immigrants, people who may not have a support structure in place to help them once they get to the U.S. How do you respond to these efforts to end the program? Do you think those are valid complaints?
Well, first of all, let me say that this program is legislated by Congress. I think there are many different views on whether the program is good or not, depending on your views about what are the best ways of having people immigrate to the United States. All applicants go through the same rigorous screening that we do for all immigrants. So we do a very careful security background check on each applicant against all the databases that we would for any other applicant. We also interview them and look for fraud or any other indication that they may be ineligible for the visa under the Immigration Nationality Act.
Have you heard any concerns, given that the U.S. is still trying to claw its way out of a recession, that people coming here under these visas are going to need jobs and may not have a support structure in place to help support them when they get here?
Well, that's certainly a question that we're all asking, and Congress is asking, as it looks at immigration reform and what's the future of immigration in the United States. But I think one thing everyone agrees is that our country has been enriched by immigration.
All right. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Okay. Thank you.
That's David Donahue. He is Deputy Assistant Secretary for Visa Services, and he joined us from the State Department.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.